3. Hippie Business Ethics. Without question, San Francisco was the center of the rock music universe in 1969. The explosive combination of electric rock and psychedelic drugs had led to a quickly burgeoning underground scene that first emerged in the city in the fall of 1965. What started in a few select neighborhoods quickly spread around the world. Word of the new community springing up in the Haight-Ashbury district captivated young people everywhere. The so-called hippies were questioning conventional values, resisting authority, and fashioning a modern life from a liberated perspective, a new youth culture centered around dancing to LSD-inspired rock music. The audience was indistinguishable from the musicians, dressed in Salvation Army cast-offs with their hair growing over their collars. The music was little more than a rumor at first, unheard outside the San Francisco dance halls, until SF bands stormed into the national spotlight and stole the stage at the 1967 Monterey Pop Festival, the first weekend of what the national news media was calling the Summer of Love. That watershed weekend in Monterey had been the turning point in the ascendancy of underground rock. The emergence of such pivotal figures as Jimi Hendrix, The Who, soul singer Otis Redding, and unknown San Francisco bands such as The Dead, Big Brother and the Holding Company, Quicksilver Messenger Service, Moby Grape, the Steve Miller Blues Band, and the public debut of guitarist Mike Bloomfield's new band, Electric Flag. With the exception of Jefferson Airplane, none had performed off their home turf before. Not only did the festival instantly define the new rock music, but Monterey also established San Francisco as the undisputed home of America's rock counterculture. The two action-packed years since then had only entrenched these drastic changes in the geography of American rock. By 1969, all of the year's biggest new bands came from San Francisco. Jefferson Airplane was one of the most popular rock groups in the country, and their new album, Volunteers, had become another big hit. Big Brother had a number one album that year. Creedence Clearwater released 3 albums and had hits all over the radio. The momentum of sounds coming out of San Francisco reached a crescendo.